Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, Los Angeles. This is Monique Leray, and this is The Startup on LA Talk Radio. How are you this afternoon? It's a beautiful October afternoon, and I am with two amazing entrepreneurs, Eric Johnson here and Mr. Burks. That's how you doing?
Mark Burks.
Now, do you spell it with a K or a C?
I spell it with a K.
Okay.
Well, that's my really parents cool. spelled it with a K, so I just continued the trend.
That's cool. You got options, though.
Yeah.
Well, so thanks, guys, for joining us. It's a warm October day. What do you guys, have you been outside this weekend doing any outdoorsy things? Or?
No. I haven't really done anything this weekend. I need to get out, but yeah, just didn't find anything.
Nothing outdoorsy.
Yeah.
Well, I asked because did you do anything?
No, I played couch potato, screamed at my television, football.
Nice. Well, I'm asked because I was driving in from Orange County. I'm in Laguna now for most of the week, and they have an air show going on in Huntington Beach.
Oh, really?
And I was like, "Is that a real plane?" Because it was coming down and turning around, and it was really crazy. But it apparently everybody parks their boat out on the water and watch the planes go by. And
nice living.
Those are great shows.
Yeah, that's a cool show. Yeah. You just hope everything goes smoothly.
Yeah.
So, you guys, we have some great, great topics today to speak of. And I think we're going into a different direction with the startup. I want to try to speak to as many entrepreneurs that are in different fields. And Mr. Burks and Mr. Johnson here are, I would say, you're in the education and marketing, online marketing field. I mean, is that kind of correct? Or
so, I have multiple companies that I'm involved in. One's involved in education specifically. One of the others is in education as well as in cable services, home services. The last one, the one that Mr. Burks and I are partnered into, is called Tix Lover, which is concert tickets. We sell concert tickets
that.
Online.
And we were just discussing this the other day because we're going to try to get you in a gifting suite. But the symbol of Tix Lover is you just put the hearts up.
Oh, yeah.
Throw the hearts up, everybody. So I love that because it's easy to do. It's easy to remember.
Yes.
And it's spelled TIXlover.com, right?
Yes, correct. Mm-hmm.
So you guys began in educational services. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Okay, so I have a company, Ronin Revenue, that started. It's an affiliate network that was primarily in education. We work with some for-profit schools and try and find them students. We do have a site, idealdegrees.com, where a student, if they're looking for a nursing degree or criminal justice or computer science, they can just navigate through the site and try and find the school that they would like to go to. Mm-hmm. We forward the information to the schools directly, and then someone's called by a rep. And I started that business around 2012 with...
7 years now.
Yeah, with my business partner, Jason Vernier.
So let's just put a button in it right there because that's a lot to take in for people who don't know what online target marketing means. And everybody uses target marketing or has it coming at them, but they don't realize what it's actually called sometimes. Mm-hmm. So can you break that down to us and how you found educational services and target marketing were working together for you?
Well, it's one of those situations where I had been in online marketing since about 2003, and I was a part of a company that was primarily generating leads for new cars, used car buyers. Mm-hmm. And that's how I learned how the whole system worked. And from there, I ended up coming back down to LA and working for a company called Experian Interactive Media, which primarily focused on online education as well as mortgage with two companies, Classes USA and Lower My Bills.
Okay.
And that's how I found out about education lead gen, and that there were opportunities there. And that's how I ended up later partnering with Jason for starting our own affiliate network.
So tell Mr. Burks, tell us more about the affiliate networks and how that all happens for
people. Well, that's pretty much Eric's field.
Okay, well, tell us about you. What do you want to share?
Well, I'm pretty much TixLover.com.
Tell us about TixLover.
Eric's, as Eric said, we sell concert tickets, but we not only sell concert tickets, sporting events, theater, If you want Cirque du Soleil tickets, you can come through.
I love Cirque du Soleil.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Have you seen all of them?
Not all of them. Not yet.
Yeah.
But we're getting there. Earlier this year, I went to a first time ever going to a European soccer game.
Wow.
Arsenal versus Bayern Munich. And it was just a beautiful thing. So getting out, experiencing these tickets, everybody else can come in and join in and go to the events that you love.
Yeah.
And do all the things that you love. And you're supporting a very, not large business, but entrepreneur.
Yeah, it's people a boutique. It's boutique, but it will blow up. I told you, this is going to be your money shot here because, hell, you know, as an entrepreneur, the first idea sometimes doesn't stick. We know that.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're lucky, which, trust me, you got to go to plan L and MLP, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So, well, Tix Lover is kind of cool because you can marry that tickets world with online dating because first dates, people want to go see shows and stuff, right? Mm-hmm. Or yes. Second dates?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And that's one of those things where we will be looking at in the future as far as purchasing ad space on the different dating sites.
Nice.
But right now, what we're trying to do is focus mainly on internal with social and search.
Okay.
So that's going to be the way that we grow. And then we start trying to spend a little bit more on paid media.
Can you break down for us the Ronin revenue a little bit?
Okay.
Tell us what that exactly is about.
So Ronin revenue is an affiliate network, primarily in the education space. We do dabble in some other verticals as far as insurance and I believe tax debt. But it's primarily we're middlemen between advertisers who are looking for email marketers, search marketers, and display marketers. And basically, we broker the deal between our distribution partners and these advertisers. So we just try to find them sales, students, or buyers.
So an affiliate network for people that don't know.
Mm-hmm. Affiliate network is basically it's kind of like an agency. So we negotiate on behalf of the people who do search, email, and display marketing that don't necessarily have the resources to go out and secure these direct advertisers themselves, mm-hmm. and we secure the advertisers. Uh-huh. And then we use basically those relationships by having a group of affiliates beneath us to negotiate the better deals and the good prices with these advertisers. Because the advertisers don't want to work with 1,000 different companies. They want to work with a company that has 1,000 affiliates.
So Priceline, I think, pops into my head because that's like a perfect example of affiliate network for me because I'll go and type in trip to San Francisco from LAX and then all your options pop up. American Airlines, JetBlue. Would you say that that's a good example or?
They're a massive aggregator. So they're in the same sort of space, but they have other ticketing companies that are sending them traffic so that they can sell these tickets for these different airline companies.
Okay.
And they're a massive aggregator. Another aggregator like that is like QuinStreet or I'm trying to figure out, think of
Cheapo
others.
Air, Travelocity.
Yeah, Travelocity, Expedia,
yes.
They're doing the same thing with travel, basically aggregating all of the sources and they're making lots of larger media spends to then get the users to come to their site and then they broker the deals directly with these large companies like the airlines and the rental companies and the hotel companies.
So you guys, with your target marketing, that's it's a different scale.
Yeah, we're trying to grow into something like that, and I think we can make it to those levels over time.
Yes,
but it's when you're a smaller player, it's mainly making sure that you're making the right media buys.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be a little bit more strategic, so that way you're not wasting your marketing dollars.
I love that. So startup can come to you and say, all right, you guys, Ronin revenue, I've got $10,000 and I need to run some ads for the next, 90 days to 120. Is that so, like, are you guys in the space to help someone like that? Or
it depends because we might turn away that business if they do not have their own landing pages and their own creative up until this point, because then it's like they'll need a lot of instruction and hand-holding up to that point.
Right.
So we'll work with like something like LA Film School, which is a client of Ronin Revenue currently,
okay.
where it's like we will find students for them But they already have those items. Like they have a marketing team that develops a marketing plan. We just have to make sure that we get them the proper distribution.
That makes sense to me because mm-hmm. now, you know, if you've got, you know, it's kind of like getting email leads, right? So mm-hmm. you kind of, it's an algorithm thing now, right?
Well,
that's where it kind of comes together for the leads for the LA school, for the film school.
Well, yeah, with that, we also work with other marketing partners that have their own sites mm-hmm. or are already able to generate these types of education leads. And then we, if they have students that can work for LA Film, we'll buy that information and send that information over. And that's with any of the schools that we have in place. But we just have to make sure that it is an interested student or somebody that may go, they may or may not, but at least they're interested in it. And so a lot of people run into trouble when they just think that I just want volume. I just want people to come over. But if no one converts and no one sells and no one buys, then it doesn't necessarily work out for the advertiser and you won't hold them long term.
I see. Mm-hmm. And as long as you're in compliance, it's just someone that wants information. So it's not like you're taking their information out because you wouldn't stay in business that long.
No. Yeah. It's like you have to prove yourself within 3 months. If you can't deliver, like for education clients, if you can't deliver students, they will leave.
You learn that, huh?
3 months. Yeah. They're very, very quick. So you have to make sure you can do the job. And that's with any client. I mean, no one wants to just throw away their marketing dollars.
Oh,
they want to know that it can convert, unless they're doing some kind of bigger branded deal where they're just trying to make sure, like Coca-Cola is just trying to get their name out there. So they'll spend, they have
I'm
money
drinking
to spend
a Coke
on something
today. If Coke wants to call me.
See? Okay. And they have the money to spend on that because it's just like they already control most of the market. It's just making sure that everyone is always constantly aware of them.
Okay.
But say some other new Coke comes out, they're like, all right, well, we got to figure out how to make this work where people will actually buy our product.
So, okay. Yeah. I love that. You know your stuff. That's why he's here. Mr. Burks, tell the viewers, the listeners, a little bit about yourself. Yeah. Where were you born and where your path began as an entrepreneur?
Okay. I was born in Hollywood, California.
Hey.
Kaiser Sunset.
So was I.
Really?
Oh my God, I have a tattooed on my arm. Made in Hollywood.
Made in Hollywood.
What? High five.
High five,
at the same hospital? That's insane. Go ahead.
Well, we won't speak of the year.
Okay, let's not. My Botox, I need some of that. Go ahead.
Okay. I grew up in Inglewood. Grew up in Inglewood, California.
Nice.
I attended a Catholic high school.
Okay.
Believe it or not, all boys.
Okay.
It was good and bad.
Okay.
Mixed reviews. I worked for the LA County Tax Assessor for 8.5 years.
Oh, wow.
And I pretty much got screwed over on a promotion. And I decided, this is it. I don't want to work for anybody else anymore.
Mm-hmm.
At the time, I had already invested in income properties.
Mm-hmm.
So that was already bringing me money in. So I had the freedom to leave a full-time job and pursue other venues.
That's great because a lot of people don't have that.
Exactly.
So you it sounded like you made a concrete business choice by being with the tax assessor for 8 years, and you stacked your cheese, and then you were able to, and you bought properties and you were able to make some moves.
Yes, along those lines.
That's smart.
And so, my first business venture after the full-time was a complete disaster.
Oh, no.
I decided I wanted to sell women's clothing. So I would go down to wholesalers downtown L.A.
For people that aren't local to L.A., well, some of you are listening from other places, but it's the Alley.
The Alley. And they have all these wholesale places or whatever the case may be. So I'd take a couple of young ladies down there with me. What do you like? What do you like? What do you like? At that point, for some reason, I felt that women would see other women and know exactly what they like.
Uh-huh.
So I'd buy all of these clothes, you know, okay, I like this, I like this. And now I'm stuck with all of this, all of these clothes because these were the only two women that liked those clothes.
Oh, right. Now you have all this inventory.
Unless I'm selling to their friends and their friends are like, well, she already has it. I don't want to buy it.
Oh, man.
So I'm like, okay, this is terrible. Wrong business choice right off the bat.
Okay.
So that's why when you said we're going to have some things that'll go down, first couple of business ventures. It's so true.
Yeah.
Because you can have everything in your head. This is going to be perfect, blah, 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 blah. And it's just continuous. Things just pop up like, oh, I didn't see that coming.
Yeah.
I didn't foresee that coming. And to me, that's what makes Eric such a valuable partner.
Okay.
Because he'll tell you, slow down. We have to look at everything. Where me, I won't necessarily charge in, but I'll go in a lot quicker than him.
And, you know, my first guest 4 weeks ago now, I can't believe it's been four shows now, mm-hmm. But Lainey Strauss, she says, make your mistakes cheap.
Mm-hmm.
Make your mistakes cheap because you're going to do them. So that's good that you guys balance each other out.
Yeah.
And also recover. So a lot of people make mistakes and then they'll dwell on it. It's recovery and figuring out how you can turn that mistake into a win or at least a learning lesson, but don't
learn
let it.
From it.
Don't
linger
stay
on the
stuck.
L.
Yeah. Otherwise, you'll never get out of it. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's true.
Mm-hmm.
So you went from the women's clothes and trying to get that started. And then what was your next venture?
If you
that you want to speak on anyway.
Well, there are certain things that I will not speak on.
I hear you.
Let's see, what else have I tried? This was actually pretty decent. I would go to automobile auctions, police seizures,
mm-hmm.
buy a used auction vehicle, have some friends work on it, and then turn around and sell it.
Nice.
And you would make a pretty, pretty decent living off of that.
Nice.
You know, you weren't going to ever get rich, but,
You
know, it was something. And once again, it was an experience. You know, just dealing with the business and learning because I didn't go to college.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't go to business school. So a lot of my
street smarts.
You get your head bumped and you learn from it. And
it's
that's
so true.
Basically it.
I love that. So Eric, tell us about you. I mean, I met you in a bar. Because both of you actually a few years ago, because I was paving for an event I was doing, and you know I do online advertising for my stuff, but I was also like, let me talk to some people because I like to do the day before in the area of the event, go face to face with people and go, come and ask for me, you know, just the person to person thing. Mm-hmm. And you gentlemen, I invited you guys.
Yes.
Where were we? We were in Culver City?
Culver City at Rocco's.
Was that your spot? That was your go-to anyway?
Yeah, that's one of them. Yeah. We're also very big fans of Harville's and Santa Monica.
It's a nice area over
there. Shout out to the Liquid Kitty Orphans.
Yeah. Absolutely. So you were having a bourbon or something, and I was like, hey, do you want to come to my mixer? Or I was bothering you, gentlemen, while you're drinking. But tell everybody, you're not from there, but tell everybody where you are from.
I'm from Inglewood as well. I was born and raised L.A., native or Inglewood native. This is my city, my home.
I don't know why I always think Bay Area with you, because when I first met you, you had a 5-1-1-0.
Well, I still have a 5-1-0. I went up north for college, so I went there I moved to the Bay Area around 94 and I stayed there for about 12 years till 2006. And then I found an opportunity back down in LA and I came back. But that's the reason why people think I am from the Bay Area, but I'm originally from LA.
Yeah.
You're an OG. Combination. Yeah.
Tell us about your beginnings, like education. And then when did you know you were an entrepreneur?
I knew at 3 I was an entrepreneur.
Really?
I knew.
What were you selling at 3? Diapers?
I knew when I was a kid that I wanted to be a businessman. I just didn't know what it was going to be in. I just always knew that that was my path. Like when kids would go, I want to be a policeman. I want to be a teacher. And I would go, no, I want to be a businessman. I'll figure that out. I want to wear the suit. I thought at the time it's like wear a suit, have the briefcase.
That
was the whole thing. And I was like, That's my future. That's what I want to be a part of. And that's the path that I went to. I just never knew what it was going to be in and what I would actually do.
Right.
But I've always been inspired to start something. Like, it's always the kid that's selling candy in school. Those are the ones that are trying to go into business eventually.
That's funny that you say that, because I was the annoying neighbor. And they're like, here comes Monique with her fucking candy, man. She's selling the hell out of this candy. My teeth are falling out, but I'm going to buy candy for Monique because she will not stop. That's funny you say that.
Yeah, that's the start. That's the start.
I'm just going to fix your cord here.
Oh, okay. Ooh, sorry.
It's okay. Oh. So tell me about your education, and then were there any like telltale signs in, you know, your teacher saying anything that were showing your path in the future that you remember? Or?
Oh, so education, I went to St. Bernard, so Catholic school, but it was co-ed. We didn't... We weren't the Sarah route. go Vikings.
Okay.
Sarah High School.
Oh, there's a little Catholic school rivalry going on? Okay.
Just a little,
I'm public school, so I don't know.
So, yeah, from there I went to UC Berkeley. So go Bears, any Bears out there listening. I was legal studies and African American studies as far as my majors. So
nice.
It was one of those things where I didn't necessarily go to business school, but it's just like I've already always had a knack of wanting to do. But it's like law. I always had I'm good at remembering certain things, so law always worked for me because
right.
It's like I can remember cases, judges. Judgments, reasons, and historical reasons, significance of different items. And so that's,
yeah.
It would just come to me.
Right.
So, but afterwards it was like trying to find my feet and where I wanted to work and what I wanted to do. It was a little bit challenging. I didn't have any connections. So it's like, all right, I got to start from scratch to try and figure out what's my future going to be. And so
yeah.
It was like, initially out of school, it was like, just find a job that works for you. And then from there, it's like, all right, I got to rethink this and find a career. And
right.
It wasn't until I moved into online marketing that I realized that that's my future. I love it.
You're a go-getter.
Yeah. But with online marketing, it's like, you don't have to have a warehouse full of goods. Only thing you have to do is be able to sell information. You just need a server. That is amazing. You don't need a million people as far as a workforce. You just need two guys, and you can get something off the ground.
Okay.
And you just have to make sure that you have the connections with the right people. Like, you got to make sure that you have a tech that you can work with. You got to make sure that you have marketers that are good at what they do. And then you just have to make sure that you have enough resources to make sure that it all comes together so that you don't fall flat on your face.
Well, and you make a good point. And your network is your net worth. And you find that over time. Like with these gifting suites that I'm partnering with different people, they have a network of celebrities. And so we're able to place items and get that visibility, you know. And so so if someone's out there and they're looking to do something different, some online marketing and some target marketing, what would you tell them that they would need? You said a server and two people. And
if they're just starting off and they're trying to do online marketing, it depends on if they have a product or if they have information. It all depends on what they're trying to sell. If they're not a tech person, they need to find a tech partner, someone that they can work with that can create whatever their idea may be. You need to make sure that you have a salesperson, somebody that goes out and they're the ones that are going to drive new business to your organization. And then you need to make sure that you have a back-end ops person. If you're the ops person, fine. If not, you need someone who just keeps everything together, the glue to make this stuff happen.
So back-end operations person. Mm-hmm. So that's checks and logistics and permits and, you know, logistical things of your business.
They're
the fun part.
They're your firemen. They put out all the fires to keep the organization going. So they're usually invisible, but they're missed if they're out.
Yeah.
So if you can bring those things together, you're fine. You can start off with 2 to 3 people, and you can make something pretty nice.
I love that. So how did you two meet then? Because you obviously didn't go to the same Catholic school, but you all are born in the same area. So
and the same day.
The exact same day.
Oh, you're a Capricorn too?
January 18th.
Wow.
Yeah.
I saw a lion, and I thought you were a Leo. Is that a lion?
Oh, it's a panther.
Okay.
Actually, I'm 8 years older than Eric.
Oh.
I've known he's existed every single day of his life.
Uh-oh.
What?
Every single day of his life.
We can stop with that. We can stop with that part.
It's getting a little cloudy.
Yeah.
We can stop right there. All
right. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, his brother and I, we knew each other since we were about 5 or 6.
Oh, okay. Family friend. Yeah.
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 So that's pretty much it. You know, we used to bump heads a lot when we were younger. Just put it that way.
Okay.
He just wouldn't stop talking.
Oh, well, like attracts like, I hear. I'm not a scientist. I believe in science, though. Well, fair enough. So, okay, good. But you guys found later that the synergy was absolutely right for you.
Yeah.
With business.
Yes.
Didn't that happen to Tribe? Wasn't that Tribe Called Quest? Wasn't like Five Dog and and Q-Tip, didn't they not like each other in the beginning, and then they became really good friends and had tribe?
I thought they didn't like each other afterwards. Like, I thought they started battling, and then it was just like, yeah, it became a whole big thing.
But there was something, right? Yeah. I don't know what order, but I'm so glad they got along and made beautiful music. Shout out to Tribe Called Quest. I love you guys. Okay, I got off on a tangent. So let's, Mr. Burks, I want to know a little bit about your time management. So I spoke with my guest last weekend, and we had three fabulous ladies here, and time management, people kind of approach it in so many different ways. How do you organize when you get up, and how do you organize being as fruitful in your day as possible?
It's difficult for me because I've always been, I guess you could say, nocturnal.
Yeah.
I generally stay up till 2 o'clock in the morning, and that's an early night for me.
Yeah.
But I'm up at 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
And I just start my day. I try to do something productive right off the bat, whether it's Rosetta Stone Spanish.
Oh.
Try to get as many steps in as far as physical activity. Mm-hmm. I try to get 10,000 steps in per day.
Nice.
So I'll start off first thing in the morning, try to get 5,000 or 6,000.
Nice.
Depending on what we have to do with Tix Lover, if it's a heavy day or a light day, then that dictates the rest of my day.
Yeah.
But I try to make sure that I'm not stuck doing nothing. I make sure not to turn my television on until at least 8 o'clock at night.
Interesting. Unless it's a travel day, right? Because you want to see what's going on, or you don't.
No.
Yeah,
and
that's good.
So,
okay.
What I'll do is, if I turn on my computer, I don't go to social media. First thing I do is I might go to YouTube and look for something I can learn from there. Because YouTube is full of information.
Yeah.
And you can, so say if I wanted to learn Portuguese.
Okay.
I can learn the basics off of YouTube. And then when I go to a bona fide teacher, I'll at least have the basics and they'll fill in the rest.
That's great.
So that's pretty much how I manage my time.
So that's a really great point about learning another language or more than one, because as a global brand, you're going to need to move and shake. You can't just think. I tell people, don't just think about where you're at. Think about the larger picture.
Right.
So you're practicing Portuguese and Spanish because you're going to be doing business in those markets.
Plus, I love to travel. So.
Heck yeah. So, I love that. Is there something in your day? I know that you say you like to learn something new. Is there something just for that startup entrepreneur that you can give a little piece of wisdom with time management? Just a little something they can take away and apply to their business? I know I'm putting you on the spot, but I know you have some good wisdom there.
Well, time management is kind of tricky because what I had to learn is patience.
Okay.
As Eric knows, I'm very tenacious when there's something there.
Yeah.
So I want to dig in. I want to do as much as possible as soon as possible.
Yeah.
And when I'm not doing anything, I feel like I'm wasting time and there's something I should be doing.
Yeah.
And in this venture, Tix Lover, I've had people tell me, like, this is what, a year and a half in the making at this point. So from day one, people are telling me, you got to be patient. You have to be patient because they know my personality.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, if it hasn't started and it hasn't hit off in 6 months, what are we doing here?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's been a work of patience on myself.
Yes.
I really have to find that within myself. And Eric, he'll tell you, like, there are times he'll just be like, I want to thank you for your patience in this. And I'm like, I just had to have it. Mm-hmm. Because right now we're so deep in, I mean, we're in beta stage right now.
Yeah. And for people who don't know what beta stage means, you have a basic landing page, you have a logo or an idea, and you're taking up space in the .com world, and you are laying your game plan out. You're about to roll out a marketing.
Well, it's actually the site's fully functional. It's
oh, good.
It works the way that it needs to. But what we're trying to do is set it up where it will automatically generate the pages based on user and location around the country. So, and it'll generate every act within 150 miles of your location. So, you don't even have to put in your zip. It's just like, it'll just know that, all right, you're in New York, New York.
Yeah.
These are the acts that are around you. And then you can select, everything will dynamically appear. And so our next step, it's not there yet. So that's what we're developing. Should be ready in the next week and a half. We're trying to make sure that the images upload dynamically as well.
Great.
So right now we have the set site. It looks pretty. It's great. You can buy tickets right now. So
oh, they can.
Yes.
Yeah. Tickslover.com. You can buy tickets right now.
Oh my gosh. What are the hot, what are the hot tickets that you've seen in this market? Cause I know it goes off the server, your location. So,
well, no, not yet. It's right now. Yet? It's just all the top acts that are listed right now.
Got
so,
it.
So it's basically, we just have a feed of what's top and what's new. So right now everyone's looking at the Dodgers and trying to figure out what's happening
nice.
As far as the playoffs.
Correct? But if you are looking for something, you can go straight to the search bar, mm-hmm. type that in, and it'll pop right up for you.
I love it.
And you can choose your seats and you can buy tickets. Yeah. So it definitely works.
The conception of Tix Lover, who conceived it? And then what makes you guys different and competitive? And why should we love your Tix?
Okay. First, as far as how it came together, it's that we knew that we had access to a back-end ticketing API, and we were like, all right, well, what can we do, what brand name can we come in that will work, that will speak to the people? And so we just had drinks and just started coming up with names and throwing names until it's like
seeing what's available. Yeah,
and it's like not going to cost us $50 million. Like, all right,
no auctions, name auctions. Yeah.
And so Tix Lover came up and was like, "Well, what about Tix Lover for people who love tickets?" And it's like, let's see if that works. And it was there, and we're like, "All right, well, let's." That's simple.
And
that's a .com.
It's a great name.
It's fantastic, but I really love the heart thing.
Yeah. And Tix that was Lover. That was an idea from my marketing guy, Chris Cogswell. He did a good job.
Good job, Chris.
Yeah, he was like, what if you just do this? And that was his thing, and it worked.
So smart.
Yeah. It was a little bit of genius.
Yeah.
If you can get a good designer, get a good designer. They can definitely advance your idea.
Yeah.
From there. And now I lost track. Where were we going?
Well, you were talking about what makes you, that's okay. I asked you a lot of questions, but what makes you guys different and competitive?
We're selling the tickets wholesale.
Wow.
Yeah.
How'd you do that? I guess you can't tell me your secret sauce, but.
Oh, no, we can tell you. It's low overhead. That's it.
Right.
So we don't necessarily have to charge an arm and a leg for the tickets. And we started looking at comparing our tickets to Ticketmaster. And we're actually, for some tickets, we're lower price.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's huge.
Yes. And that's why we're like, all right, this is pretty
this
awesome.
This is why the ticket loves.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're trying to make sure we get people deals. And it seems like for the specialty tickets, like the higher end, higher price items where you can actually meet band members and that sort of thing, it seems like we come in lower as well. So you can get that whole VIP experience.
The groupie package?
Yeah. I mean, because some people, they want to touch the artist. They want to reach out.
Let's call it the groupie package.
Yeah. So
I want Sade and Bjork tickets because I could never find those. Those never happen.
Oh, wow.
So you guys have to hook me up.
Is she touring?
That's always the question, but it always pops up randomly. So if you have, and Deftones. So
I've
those three.
Like twice at the bowl.
Bjork and Sade?
No, just Sade.
Yeah. That needs to happen in my lifetime. Yeah. I know she's an OG.
Yeah.
So, okay. So tell me how you do time management, Eric, because I know that you travel a lot. I couldn't even catch up with you this year. You were in like London and where are you? Spain?
Yeah.
And somewhere else.
Yeah. It was all over the place last year. Yeah. It's
Vegas.
Yeah. I'm always in Vegas. Well, beginning of the year, there's always trade shows in Vegas. So I end up in Vegas.
Nice.
But it's time management is difficult. It's me.
What time do you start, by the way?
I try to start, every day there's a conference call with my call center, at 8:30 in the morning. So that's just has to happen rain or shine, Monday through Friday. So that's when it starts. Am I fully awake? I'm trying to be, but it's just like,
you're a night owl like Mr. Burks.
Yeah. So that's with, my company, J2 Media Ventures. And that's where we have, our site, bestdegree.online. As well as cabledeals.net, and that's where we're generating home service leads and education leads as well. And it goes through my call center and then goes directly to the advertisers.
Nice.
And so that's the start of the day. And then from there, after the call, which can take anywhere from 30 minutes to an hour, if there's no additional calls with the management team over the call center, then from there, get ready, and I head over to El Segundo and start looking into what's happening at Ronin Revenue. And so there I'm usually most of my day, and then I handle any kind of fires that may come up between that, the call center, and then usually towards the end of the day, we'll have a meeting with the tech team for TixLover, because we're still trying to finish up some development aspects from there, as well as what we're going to do as far as future marketing. And so usually my day will end like 6:30, 7. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, okay. That's a full day. That's like 12 hours.
Yeah. And so, yeah, so it's by the end of the day, I am just usually beat, because you never know what's coming up, what you're going to have to handle, what's the fire, how you're going to generate new business, and make sure that, everyone is motivated. So you have to play cheerleader. And so it can be draining. So usually by weekends, it's like I try to sleep in and then recover, because fortunately in my space, a lot of people shut down on the weekends. So I get rest.
Imagine that.
Yeah.
Well, we were just talking about that last weekend too. Yeah. Like I just go through it. Like if I have an event, I just stay up because I want to make sure everything's taken care of. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to have to deal with that packing the car and all that. So every detail's, you know, managed. We did an Emmys gifting suite and I had a bunch of brands I was representing. Mm-hmm. So you have to go through all of that and different time zones.
Yeah.
So, but they say, you know, if you don't get any sleep, you're doing a detriment. And I don't do that every day, but I think that there's some advantages to staying up and getting it done.
Yeah.
You know, there's no way I can rest but how do you guys feel? I mean, you sleep on the weekends. Mr. Burks, you sleep between, what did you say, 4 and 7?
Pretty much 3 or 7, 3 or 7. If I feel my body shutting down on the weekend, I'll try to get a nap in.
Yeah, I like a nap.
A 2 hour, those help. 1 hour, 2 hour nap, and then right back to program as usual.
I love it.
I would love a nap. Naps just cannot happen. I never can get a chance to just nap.
Not even for like an hour. Some people don't like it because they feel like they need more time.
No, because there's always something come up. There's always an issue. There's always a fire. There's something that needs to get done, and everyone feels like it has to be done now, right this minute. So we have multiple directions, and now it's like, all right, well, what is really a now thing, and then versus what's a tomorrow now thing.
Yeah.
So it's you try to figure out what's the now things are truly things that are going to stop business from moving and dollars coming through the door. Those need to be handled instantly, and then everything else, it's all right, will it shut things down, and when will it shut things down, and do you have time to try and handle that, or can you delegate to somebody else to try and make it happen?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I try to use my team and my team members, and I appreciate every single one of them.
You want
to
give them a shout out?
I can. For the run and revenue side, I appreciate Jason Vernier, what he's doing on that side. On the J2 Media Ventures, nothing would happen without Phil Jacobson. I really appreciate everything he does and gets done for J2 Media. He's basically the strength that runs the place. So,
are we smelling a Christmas bonus for these guys?
Well, they're my business partners, so the bonuses are all equal.
All right.
So, basically, I'm
trying to help you guys. I'm putting it out there.
Well, we're hoping we get additional sales and we can hit the numbers so we can have everyone can have a lovely Christmas.
Yeah. Nice. So, you know, I'm wondering, you know, when it comes to being an entrepreneur, just has a piece of paper and a dollar and a dream, as J. Cole says. Mm-hmm. To where you gentlemen are at now and anywhere in between, what piece of advice would you give them for startup funds? Because it sounded like you put your coins together with the tax assessor job, and it sounded like you had some college grant money or parents. Did you get it?
I worked. Basically, right. I worked for the first company I had to bootstrap, and I saved for 3 years while working for another company, putting my dollars away. And then I made sure that I found the right partners, a tech partner and a sales partner, to build the company. And that's how it happened. And that's how we were able to build the back-end infrastructure for Ronin Revenue.
Well, that's huge, though. But bootstrapping, tell people what that means.
It means that basically all the money is coming from you. So it's like, if you have a safety net, you're probably going to go through that safety net. But you got to make sure that you cut down all expenses to make sure that you can survive and you can live and the company can grow. So my goal with each new company that I set up and I build is I try to get to the point where it can run itself without a dollar coming out of it to me or from me.
Let's put a button there because that's really gold. That's a piece of gold for people. So can you tell us how you took a regular job and you don't have to give us exact figures, but give us an idea of like how you save in 3 years, and then how you were able to put that into the back, you know, the infrastructure of this business, because that's where the magic is for
people.
Well,
it was the entire time. It was figuring out what do I need to make the business run? Like, what kind of partners do I need so that it can function? So if you're not a tech person, you got to figure either how to pay for the tech costs, or you got to find a tech partner to work with. Because mm-hmm. if you have a tech partner that will work with you, usually the tech partner's not necessarily good at sales, or they're not good at operations or organizing the whole process, mm-hmm. but they can get the job done, and that will save you a fortune, especially if they know what they're doing. Or if they don't, then it'll cost you a lot of money because you'll just have a system that will never work. So right. you gotta figure that out. Okay. So I was fortunate that I was able to partner with a former director of IT that was primarily familiar with networks as well as education. So she could build a backend system that worked.
Right.
But it took years to wait for someone that was able to do that and was interested in doing it and were willing to partner. And so you have to try and find those kind of resources.
Right.
And then when it comes to if you have to pay and find techs, usually I recommend get referrals from people that you know have already used them, because there's a lot of technological companies out there that will run up a large bill, but you'll never get what you're looking for.
Wouldn't you? And that's great, like for people that are doing stuff online and on mm-hmm. tech. But as far mm-hmm. as you're just, I want to like bring it down to someone that's flipping burgers or mm-hmm. like delivering pizzas and driving for Uber. How did they put away like you did?
Oh,
how did you do that?
Because
that's hard.
Yeah,
I
found the right job. Yeah. But it took years to get promoted and get to a job that I could afford to put away. But it took years of sacrifice and taking very low salaries in the beginning just to get into the industry that I liked and wanted to work in. And
so let's break it down mm-hmm. between the two of you. Okay. So let's say you, like I said, you're delivering pizzas and you drive an Uber, okay? And you are mm-hmm. you've gotten your overhead down. What's the discipline there? What are you taking out? You're not going out on dates. You're not taking trips. You're not buying new shoes. Like, right?
Well,
I mean, those are the things I've had to do.
I'm thinking like if you're at that level, like if you're delivering pizzas and I deliver pizzas, that's a hard job.
We all have.
I was like, man, like it's like my heart goes out to you people delivering pizzas. I've been there.
Yeah.
It gets better.
It gets better. I've flipped burgers.
So, but it's first you have to have the idea. You have to know what you want to do, what you're interested in doing. And that's the key. It's finding something that you're really interested in doing, and then you start trying to develop a plan of how do I make that happen. So it's not necessarily collecting dollars at that point. It's making sure that you have that plan, that strategy, and then what you can do is either test it out as far as what you want to try and do and how you can make it work, or once you have the idea fleshed out, it's like you can go to friends and family to try and
get the dollars. Is that what you were going
to
say too?
Yeah, at this point, I want to take a minute to thank my mother.
Oh, okay.
Who's always been there for me, Ms. Melba Burks.
Okay.
When I needed that loan, she's been able to come through.
I love that. Me. Personal finance.
Yeah. And I realize that not everybody has that backing.
Yeah.
Which is
it can get scary out there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great.
But as far as delivering pizzas in L.A. and trying to save money, I don't know where you're going to live.
I'm being extreme because that was back in the day when I was 18 or 16. But some people are.
It's just really difficult in this city to save money, period.
It's hard.
I mean, you know, like you said, dates. Dating haven't had a steady girlfriend in I don't know how long because.
You have to cut out a lot of things in the beginning if you really, you know.
Yeah, if she's not with the entire program,
right?
Then what, you know. I'm just forking money out that, I mean, you know, not that I'm cheap, I'm not,
right.
But I want to see some reciprocity here.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. We're going down a different road here.
I won't go there.
Ladies like
But
nice
I don't
things.
Buy a lot of clothes. I don't.
Yeah.
I cut back where I can just to make sure that, what we have to do, that I can find some money somewhere if I have to, absolutely have to.
Personal loans from family, bootstrapping it. And then Amber grants too, help?
No, I haven't gotten any grants.
No, I'm just putting it out there that's a way to get money. People can apply for those.
And also, I should say, I would like to thank Miss Joanne Johnson as well.
Okay. She saved you.
I love you to death.
I love that. Well, guys, I'm so excited. The time has kind of flown already.
Oh, it's been, wow.
I know, right?
Wow.
I know. Right. Yeah, we've got a few more minutes. We've got 6 more minutes, but I want to thank you for being here. So just, you know, I have a couple things to do at the end, but if you guys could just tell us where we could find you on social media, what you have coming up. Tix Lover is the new hot thing that you're doing. Mr. Burks, go ahead and tell us what you are plugging.
TixLover.com. Once again, that's simple for me. My email is m.burks18@yahoo.com. Facebook, Mark Burks.
Nice. Instagram?
Instagram is Inglewood_Buck.
Yeah.
Inglewood Buck. Inglewood_Buck.
I love it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Are you on Twitter?
I am on Twitter, Mark Burks.
Oh, I love that. Are you on the other LinkedIn or anything else?
I am, but I have no clue.
Right, but we'll find you on the other ones, and I'm sure that'll pop up somewhere.
Yeah.
Beautiful. And so Tix Lover hard rollout date is around Halloween? Is that what
we started live before that.
But, right, but you're saying that there's something happening in a week and a half or so.
The upgrade where it'll target everyone around their geo in the next week and a half.
Nobody knows what that means. We're startups. What does that mean?
So basically... you'll see more local events around you instead of doing a search for them.
Beautiful. And then, Mr. Johnson, tell us where we can find you on social media.
I can be found at Ronan_EJ on Instagram. If not, if you're looking for me on Skype, it's EricJJ76.
Are you on any other platforms? Instagram?
I am on, I am under Eric Johnson for LinkedIn.
Nice.
Cool. And the email is ejohnson@ronanrevenue.com. But I do have other things to plug, though.
Go for it. You have another minute.
Okay. So first, it's cabledeals.net. We have, if you're looking for to bundle your home and internet services, that's available right now. We have a phone number if you don't want to work access it online. Mm-hmm. And the number is 833-675-3302, and that's cabledeals.net. We have bestdegree.online. That's if you're looking for schools. That's one of the things that we have, as well as idealdegrees.com. That's another way if you're looking for schools that we have as far as an option. And then, of course, Tix Lover, which we all love.
We all are going to throw up some love for that because we're going to get wholesale prices for tickets. So if you've got a hot date that you're doing, a fall date or Christmas time concert that you want to do or –
give them away as gifts.
That's right. Maybe you guys are going to have a holiday promotion soon.
Yeah.
That's when great ideas happen right there. I saw the light bulb go on.
I love it.
All right. And so, hey, listen, I had a really great time yesterday in Newport Beach. The Newport Beach Wine and Food Festival was going on. Porsche was there. I saw my friends at Justin and Landmark Vineyards. And Justin Wines, Palm, and Fiji Water are all the same conglomerate, all four brands. And shout out to Sanaya Shaw. She's my liaison there. Thank you so much for the fun time I had. And also, we have that brand mixer, the holiday brand mixer, on December 5th, the startup, the first annual, the startup. So if you are a brand, you're starting up, and you want to get out there and mingle and network, please look on Eventbrite for the startup holiday. It's an entrepreneur lab, actually. You gentlemen are welcome to come. So there'll be, you know, mentorships and people that are starting up and people who are displaying their brands for sale. And it's a good mixer. So I'll have everyday people with a couple influencers, a couple celebrities might come through. And that's on Eventbrite. And that's December 5th. And we also have a pre-AMA week mixer on November, I believe it's the 9th. And that's in the same location in Santa Monica. So we're in the heart of Silicon Beach. Mm-hmm. And that's where all the great ideas happen. So check out Eventbrite for that. And I'd also want to give a shout out to, it's called Organized to the T. This young lady, her name is Tenise Holman, excuse me. She is doing organizing in your personal spaces and business spaces. So if you have a lot of clutter and you want to get ahead before the holidays and really maximize your workspace, you can email her. And her name again is Tenise Holman, excuse me. And it's Organized the number 2, the, and then T, at gmail.com. She's going to give away a free consultation for the first 5 people that call or email her today. So her number is 323-283-9250. So if you need some organization in your space, she's the girl to call, and she'll go anywhere in Southern California, I believe. So there you go. That's pretty good. Do you guys need some organization?
Only with my wife.
Oh, boy. All right. Well, on that note. So thanks so much for tuning in, you guys. I'm excited to have, we have a Dr. E. Lance McCarthy's coming up in November. And he was on a TED Talk. He is the doctor of finance. He's a big heavy hitter in the cannabis and black tech industry. And we've got some other great guests coming up in the weeks to come. But what will you start up today? And thanks for tuning in, and we hope to hear from you soon.
Get the heart.
Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.